scoreless after one period here at the Brandt Center in Regina, the Blades and the Pats. Time for the other side, a presentation of Lambert Distributing, your authorized Husqvarna dealer. From the city to the acreage, they have you covered for every season. I'm joined and I'm thankful to have alongside the general manager of the Regina Pats, Alan Miller. Thoughts on the first period, first of all?
Well, we dodged a bullet four times. Can't take four penalties against any team in the league in the first 20 minutes. And, you know, but a team like Saskatoon, you know, with they don't have Molendijk running it from the top, and congrats to him being named to the World Junior team today. But Reach, Lazowski, those guys, we dodged a bullet to be scoreless, so we're fortunate.
I was putting together my roster sheet today from the last time, and all of a sudden I'm having to look here, and there's all these since certain team. I think I've got one, two, let me just count them up here quickly, five, six, seven different guys from that lineup back on the 15th of October to what you have now. So to say that you've been busy on the trade market trying to improve your team is a radical understatement.
Yeah, you know what, Les, we've been really busy probably since the get-go from when I got here in terms of the evaluation process, and then, you know, we got through the first year there, and we were busy at last year's deadline. The Stutzelev deal was part of our rebuild. Made a lot of changes in the summer, particularly around the scouting staff. Moved that into the season. You know, we're clearly in a situation where we're in a significant rebuild. You know, kind of tearing it down from the core. You know, with a clear plan to add as much young talent as we can and draft capital and you know, tough decisions, you know, Tanner Howell, for example, and those types of things. But, you know, it's the necessity of what needs to be done to kind of control, you know, the bad years. For, you know, can they be two or three instead of five or six? And that's just the reality of the situation, as, you know, and different things. You know, this goes back to 2017, 2018. They went to the WHL final. They hosted the Memorial Cup the following year. You're building. You get Bedard. You insulate Bedard, you know, somewhat. You know, and so, you know, plan moving forward is that we're building. We're building, and we'll, I don't think we've got much left to do, but we'll keep building.
Do you have a date, a year in mind in which you say, okay, we're going to be really good and a contender to win this whole ball of wax in this particular year?
Yeah, we're not there yet. That's to be honest. We've worked real hard around the 07 age group here in terms of some of the moves we've made. It's important for us to, you know, try and take steps, try and remain competitive. You know, you've been around a long time. That culture, that environment, you know, the longer you struggle, the longer you lose, the tougher it is to get yourself out of it. So while you're in this process, you got to try to be somewhat competitive. You've got to try to, maybe you're not ready to win a championship, but you got to try and compete for a playoff spot. You got to try and play meaningful games in February and March. And we've got to get there. We've talked about the two-step process here in terms of, first of all, we have to become competitive. Competitive for me is getting into the playoffs. And then the next step is, when can you be a contender? We need to see how some of our 07s and 08s grow up here, how they develop. I mentioned to you before we got on the air, building our draft capital was a priority. We have four first-round picks in the next two drafts. We have five second-round picks in the next two drafts. That's nine players. We're not going to hit on every one. I've told Dale Durkach and Dale McMullen, you might not have them all on draft day because we might make a deal here or there. But that's a core that when you look at a draft and development model, which we want to be, you know, that's going to be the starting part for us, along with what we think is a pretty good group of 09s. But to sit here and say we're here and we're going to be there at this point, there's still some work and some evaluation to be done there.
All right. You mentioned how difficult it was to trade Tanner Howell. You had a couple of guys who were twins, and Corbin and Jackson Vaughn. How difficult was it to finally move away from them?
Yeah, the Vaughn situation was, you know, a hockey-related suspension to Corbin. Just a situation where I think we collectively had to move on. You know, you deal with identical twins, and you recall the draft. They had to be drafted together, and so it was not a great situation. But, you know, I think we came out of it with, you know, a first-round pick in the bank, a second-round pick in the bank, which are going to be valuable. Tanner Howell was a situation where, you know, I think the world of Tanner. I had him on three national teams around Hlinka and under-18s before I took the job here. I had a real good idea that he was going to be on the World Junior team. I knew he was going to be on the World Junior team. So we looked at that, moving him before, get those assets into our organization, the players on the ice. Great kid. I think he knew the writing on the wall. He knew what was best for the organization. And when we got into those discussions with Calgary around Reese Hamilton and built it out from there, it made a lot of sense for us to move forward earlier than we kind of anticipated, but that's the decision we had to make.
Not surprisingly, Al, you have a plan and you're sticking to it, and we wish you all the best with that plan moving forward with the Regina Pats. Thank you for the time.
Thanks, Les. Appreciate it. As always, good to see you, and all the best to you and the family for the holidays. Great to see you.
Same to see you. Same to you too, sir.
Thanks.
Alan Miller, the GM of the Regina Pats, joining me on the other side, brought to you by Lambert Distributing, your authorized Husqvarna dealer. From the city to the acreage, they have you covered for every season.